business for him. There's another good job as a joint program of U.S. government to stop meddling in the country's affairs after revealing declassified U.S. documents proving that Washington is financing groups seeking to oust him. Last week, Chavez showed copies of documents obtained through the U.S.'s Freedom of Information Act, which show monetary support from the National Endowment for Democracy funded by the U.S. government to groups such as SUMATE, which provided logistical support for the presidential recall drive last November. He stated that now his government knows how the opposition got the money to buy portable computers with databases of voters used at petition collection centers, which at the time electoral authorities called illegal. The Venezuelan president said SUMATE received more than $53,000 of more than $800,000 distributed to various anti-Chavez organizations over the last 2 years. The evidence referred to by the Venezuelan leader was made available to the public on a newly launched website, www.venezuelafoia.info, funded by the private U.S. organization Venezuela Solidarity Committee. It contains hundreds of documents revealing the direct chain of financial aid from various U.S. government departments to Venezuelan opposition groups. In his Sunday radio and TV address to the nation, Chavez also presented further evidence of fraud committed by his opponents during a signature petition drive to request to recall referendum on his mandate, showing forms with the same calligraphy and similar signatures were used. The Venezuelan president said his administration has already identified 60,000 forms individually filed by the same person, and that there are probably hundreds of thousands more. Into Radio Atlanta, Cuba News for this Monday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. Exiled right-wing paramilitary troops have joined forces with armed Haitians trying to oust President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Reportedly among them is Louis-Jordel Chamblanc, a former Haitian soldier who headed army death squads in 1987, a militia called the Front for the Advancement and Progress of Haiti, known to have killed and maimed hundreds of people between 1991 and 1994, and Guy Philippe, a former police chief who fled to the Dominican Republic after being accused by the Haitian government of fomenting a coup in 2002. Dominican President Hipólito Mejía said Sunday that authorities would arrest any Haitian trying to enter the Dominican Republic suspected of taking part in the uprising. Some 20 commandos were reported to have crossed the Haitian-Dominican border on Saturday. With the help of former army officers and death squad commanders, the armed groups were back on the offensive Sunday, pushing out from their stronghold in Bonaire into three small northern towns. They are reported to have retaken Dondon, a small town they briefly held last week, and attacked police in Saint-Suzanne. Both are on the way to the northern port of Cape Haïtien, which is the country's second largest city. Since the rebellion broke out 10 days ago, police and armed civilians loyal to the president have fought to maintain control in Haïtien. But much of the north has been without power or fuel supplies, and food convoys have not been able to get past Gonaïves on the road north, raising the risk of a major humanitarian crisis in the region where tens of thousands are dependent on food aid. Washington has begun suggesting that Afghanistan's scheduled June elections may have to be postponed due to security problems, according to the New York Times. The Times reported Monday that Bush administration officials have said in recent days that security conditions remain dangerous, or at least uncertain, in a third of the country, hampering registration so badly that only 8% of the approximately 10.5 million eligible Afghan voters have been enrolled. Among women, only 2% have registered. The United Nations has said that at least 70% of eligible voters should be registered for the elections to be considered successful. It takes only 4 months to achieve a daunting objective at a time when registration workers are avoiding large areas of the country that are considered unsafe. Registration is also hampered by Afghanistan's extensive illiteracy and the fact that many cities and towns do not have streets or addresses. Many European and Japanese officials and private organizations involved in Afghanistan's reconstruction are reportedly in favor of putting off the elections out of fear that chaotic voting may do more harm than good. The report comes on the heels of a weekend ambush in Afghanistan in which 4 hospital aid workers with a demining agency were killed some 240 miles west of the capital, Kabul. Violence has left more than 100 dead in this year's first 6 weeks, meaning the country has often eased. Peacekeepers in Kabul have also been targeted, losing 2 soldiers in suicide attacks last year.